Now, this weekend, Killarney is hosting the biggest field meeting of the year for the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland from today until Monday. The Minister for State with responsibility for heritage will be in the conference room of the Castlewass Hotel tonight to launch it. The annual summer meeting is for botanists of all abilities. And with me on the line is Micheline Sheehy Skeffington, Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland President. Good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Yeah, nice to be on there.
Tell me what's happening this weekend.
Well, just maybe to explain what the BSPI is. It's a society for anybody who has an interest in plants, in wild plants. And people come from Britain and Ireland, and there's about 80 people coming from all over the country, as well as Britain, today for a meeting of excursions into the field. Because Killarney and the National Park is a perfect place for this. It's a localised species, which are the famed Atlantic woodlands. And in these oak woodlands, you get lots of things like saxifrages, loads of different ferns, including the filmy ferns. There's also what are called Lusitanian species, such as the strawberry tree there. And when we'll be also exploring some of the bogs and the mountainy areas, and we hope to find, for example, the large flowered butterwort, which should be in flower. It's a real treat at this time of year. Mm. What we do, I suppose, since the launch, we might have heard that the Plant Atlas 2020 was launched in March.
Yes.
And that records, what we do is one of the things is we record on a grid square basis so that you can map all the species of higher plant of the native wild flora in Ireland. And then you can see, compare that with the previous time, and we actually found to our shock that there was a 56% of our native species have declined since 2000. And so that's what we do. We hope to upgrade it. Maybe we'll find some new things. But also this kind of work informs the government. And it's really great that the National Park and National Parks and Wildlife Service are sponsoring this meeting, and that Minister Newden is coming to launch it at 8 p.m. in the Castlewass Hotel. But we need to work with government departments, not just NPWS, but also with the Department of Agriculture, because it's the farmers that are the custodians of most of the native habitats outside the National Park and nature reserves. And we need to work with the farmers, particularly in regions such as in Kerry and West Cork, because these are low-intensity farms which are really valuable for conserving habitats, and we need to conserve the communities that do this and support them.
Very important.
And
Micheline, is that decline make it more important than ever that you can carry out your work and people get involved and identify what's in their own area?
People, obviously, the registrants will be going today, but people can join the BSPI with any skills. You know, you can be a beginner.
You don't have to be an expert.
And what's great is that, like at this weekend, there are some really top-class experts on it, but there are also people who are competent and good, and then there are beginners. And what's always been fun, and I've always learned, is that everybody exchanges things and explains, this is this species, not that species, even just down to buttercup. Upside, you tell the three different buttercups apart, and it's really open to anyone. And if you're a beginner, you just stop and say, hang on a minute, why are you giving it that name? It's very pleasant, it's quite fun, you get to lovely new places, and the National Park obviously is fabulous venue. And you learn things in the field. It's the only way you can learn about plants, and the more we're aware of what's there and we're aware of what we can value, perhaps the less we'll be starting to kill things with weed killer and make things very neat. I'm a great advocate of you've probably heard of No Mow May, but just not cutting every time. We don't have to cut everything right down. We don't need to weed kill. And if you learn about what's there and what they can bring to other species as well, of course, if things are in flower, then you provide nectar and pollen for insects. And
we need to look at birds. We look at things, and the average person looks at them and say they're all weeds, but the insects certainly don't.
No, they don't, and I don't either. I love weeds. What are weeds anyway? The only things that, we don't want. When you start looking at what can come up, I was on a walk there on the edge of the burn, and they had not mowed. It was a Tidy Towns group. And we actually found two species of orchid and a rare broom rape, which is a parasite, just there in the unmown grass, because they hadn't come up because they'd been cut away. So you can find quite a lot if you just make even less effort. We'll use less fuel. It'll be better for the plant. It better for our pockets, and we'll actually find that there's some very interesting things.
Brilliant.
There. So
Micheline, how do people get involved?
people would like to check out about the BSBI, just go online to BSBI, Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland, but just bsbi.org, and there's a homepage there, and you can find out about what the BSBI does, the different excursions, training sessions, meetings, and hopefully you'll join and become a member, and you'll get more information about it there.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Micheline, that's great stuff. Enjoy the weekend, and thanks for talking to us. People keep an eye out for botanists everywhere in Killarney this weekend.
There's about 80 registered to come, so it's really it's a brilliant occasion. So
fantastic. Great stuff. Thanks a million for that. That's Micheline Sheehy Skeffington of the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland. There'll be football fans and botanists in Kerry and Killarney.